joined by Pete Selby to talk about Leicester, who've had certainly a tumultuous summer. It's worth saying, lost a manager, have lost arguably, my opinion, maybe not Pete's, their most important midfielder. Fatawu was being confirmed as a permanent sign, and they picked up a lad from Atalanta called Caleb Okoli, which we'll find out about in a minute. But how are we feeling, Pete, going into the new campaign with Steve Cooper, the other side of how it's all gone?
We're feeling slightly indifferent, I would say. It's remarkable. You go into the Premier League as a team who have been here and done it as well, which is nice to say always, then you should be quite confident. But there's so many things that we just don't know about the forthcoming season with Leicester. How many points are going to start on for a start? Which is probably the biggest thing, really, rather than even who's signing, who's playing, who's been sold, etc., and also who's leading the side. It's been a summer of upheaval, but it's been a summer of upheaval that is kind of not the club's fault. Yes, okay, breaking financial fair play, etc., was obviously their fault. Again, breaking it in a completely different way to Everton, completely different way to Forest, a club who basically budgeted to finish eighth or higher, got relegated. Now, if any club that you can think of in the top 12, 13, 14 in the Premier League got relegated, who weren't expecting it, they would break the rules. So it's not an exception. It was just because it was an exceptional season. They didn't overspend dramatically. It was just because they budgeted for eighth or higher and got relegated. So, you know, we'll take it on a chin. That's fair. But we have a different manager. We have different players. We possibly have a weaker squad, arguably, than what we started with. But the one thing that Leicester will have is, from as we're speaking right now to the start of the season, it will be a different side, maybe after 2 or 3 weeks. There are going to be a lot of signings coming in late because, unfortunately, their plans have been scuppered by maybe just going after targets who are slightly beyond Leicester at the moment.